With a look at what's coming up this weekend and for the week ahead, and it's a busy week ahead, from Ask Roz, Graham Rybelt's on the phone. Good morning, Graham.
Good morning, Steve.
Well, it's big race time. Let's face facts. It's the elephant in the room, isn't it?
Absolutely. With the expected 200,000 people over the weekend, it's going to be a busy weekend. And, of course, today is are all the pre-race races, because the race is on tomorrow. And you've also got qualifying today as well. So it's a pretty exciting day. If you're a bit of a petrol head, you shouldn't miss out.
Yeah. Do you know of any of the other sort of companion events that are going on or in and around the racetrack?
Yes, it's funny, you know, because the Bathurst Arts Trail is on both Saturday and Sunday. So if you're not really into motoring and you want to get out and about, then I would recommend doing the Arts Trail. You've also got, of course, the Mount Panorama Lions Riverside Markets are on in Kelso. And that's a great alternative to getting out there and doing things. On Sunday, there's also the Blackheath Growers Markets on. Now, that's probably one of the best growers markets in the region. The Bathurst one is really good, and a lot of the people from the Blackheath one go there. But the great thing about the Blackheath one is it's just dedicated to food. And if you like food, get out to the Oberon Farmers Market, because that's on. And if you like coffee, all the boys who like their cars and the girls, the Hartley Coffee and Cars is on. So you can get out and have a coffee, chat to your mates, and show off your cars.
Yes, it's just everything west of the mountains goes a little bit car crazy at this time of year.
Yes, dead right, Steve.
There's some beautiful gardens for a change of pace.
Yes, the Mount Wilson Open Gardens are on, and this is the last month that they're on for spring. So if you and really, if you leave it much later than now, you'll start to see things dying off. So I would recommend get up there. There's about a half a dozen of them opened. They do charge something, but it's not a lot of money. And you'll see some of those most beautiful gardens in New South Wales. And, of course, in Mount Tomo, or the Blue Mountains Botanical Gardens, they're open. Now, they're free, and they're available all year. We recommend people go there at least once a season. And right now, spring is on. Fantastic.
We just drove past there the other day, and all the road repair equipment was still there, but there was no activity going on. So maybe you won't be hitting those traffic jams.
Well, we're lucky, you know, because they're regulating the traffic, and there haven't been any major delays there. So they're doing a really good job in managing.
Now, the mountains and the Tablelands, of course, full of history, plenty of attractions. It's not all about cars.
No, certainly. We would recommend anyone check out the Hartley Historic Village. Now, we've all driven past it so many times, and a lot of us just haven't bothered to take the turn and go in there. There's a lot to look at, the courthouse and all sorts of things. But right there, and people just don't know about this, is one of the best family walks you can do in the mountains. It's called the Rosens, it's R-O-W-S-O-N's River Walk at Hartley. It's about 45 minutes long. Incredibly, the National Parks and Wildlife built a boardwalk there. It's about a kilometre long, and it's made of recycled materials, so it's got a life of over 100 years.
Oh, yes, I read about that. Yeah.
And there's a chance that you'll see platypus, Steve. You can go down beside the river, have a picnic, wander back. It's not accessible because the first 100 metres of it is going down a dirt track. But it's fantastic and highly recommended.
Now, my wife and I were over at the Gang Gang Gallery last weekend for the launch of the Beatles Fest. There's a bit going on there.
Look, the Gang Gang do some amazing things. They're open about 4 days of the week. And some of their exhibitions are really good. And certainly the Beatle one they had, particularly with the early photographer, went really well. And the Gang Gang's a place that's worth dropping in and check their exhibitions out. They also have a lot of workshops there as well. So definitely have a look at what they've got. The other gallery says, well, there's one in Katoomba, which is the Rex Livingston Art Gallery. They do exhibitions about every 3 weeks. They have a new one. And again, it's worth just checking in to see what they're doing. And right around them, there are at least another two galleries. So you can really, you know, get your fill with art.
Now, there's an awful lot more going on this weekend and this week. We haven't got time to cover it all, but where can people go to get the full rundown?
Well, to make things easier, Steve, what we've done is we've set up a page, which is askroz.news/thelocal2LT. So it's dedicated to just the show. You can go there. You can see all the things we've talked about. Now, I should mention the local is the-local-2LT. And that will have everything we've talked about plus 10 times more. So plus links there where you can actually go and listen to 2LT.
There you go. If you haven't got your radio handy, you can always listen online. I'm weird. Absolutely. I listen online quite a lot. Thank you very much. There you go. Graham Reibelt has done all the running around for you. One-stop shop for your full load down of everything Blue Mountains and Central Tablelands. And Graham Reibelt, have yourself a great weekend, and thank you for your time this morning.
It's a pleasure, Steve. Talk soon.